With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump and all living former presidents have issued messages of condolence following the murder this week of Salem radio and talk show host Charlie Kirk. And all foreign ministers, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has always also weighed in. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee also took time to remember his friend.
The assassination of Charlie Kirk was one that just hit all of us hard. I've known Charlie since he was probably 19. One of the most remarkable people. I called him a force of nature. I've never seen anyone who had his intellect, his winsome spirit, his capacity to deal with people who are hostile, but do it in such a gracious, compassionate, and godly manner.
Two universities fired employees due to social media posts made after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
University of Mississippi Chancellor Glenn Boyce said in a statement posted Thursday afternoon to social media platform X, quote, "Yesterday, a University of Mississippi staff member reshared hurtful and sensitive comments on social media regarding the tragic murder of Charlie Kirk. These comments run completely counter to our institutional values of civility, fairness, and respecting each other's personal dignity." Middle Tennessee State University President Sidney McPhee said in his own statement Wednesday that an employee at the school, quote, "offered inappropriate and callous comments on social media concerning the horrific and tragic murder of Charlie Kirk." I'm Bernie Bennett.
Charlie Kirk will be remembered at a memorial service in his home state of Arizona. Turning Point USA announced Building a Legacy, Remembering Charlie Kirk, will take place at State Farm Stadium on September 21st. He was shot and killed while speaking at a Turning Point event in Utah Valley University on Wednesday. This memorial will be open to the public. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Michael Harrington asks the question, do you sin?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mention sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a local point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue and 3 adopted measures mandating their display in 2024 and 2025, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All 3 laws have been at least partially blocked by the federal courts. This is SRN News. Missouri Republicans have handed President Trump a political victory.
The Republican-led Missouri Senate has approved a redistricting plan that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat in next year's elections. Having already passed the Missouri House, the Senate vote sends the measure to Republican Governor Mike Keogh, who's expected to sign it into law. However, opponents have announced a referendum petition that, if successful, could force a statewide vote on the new map. Missouri is the 3rd state to take up redistricting this year. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Trump administration is planning to resume federal funding for research at Harvard University. According to multiple reports, the White House says it will restore the funds after a judge's ruling that a sweeping blockade of funds was illegal. However, the administration says it would appeal the judge's decision and maintain its pressure campaign against the university. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.